From KERA in Dallas, this is Think. I'm Courtney Collins, speaking today with Sandra Bond Chapman, who's chief director of UT Dallas' Center for Brain Health. And we're discussing a clinical study recently published in Neurobiology of Aging. Sandy, welcome to Think.
Great. It's fantastic to be here.
So this was a 12-week study, and you all use what's known as the SMART program. Tell me about what that is.
Yeah, so the SMART program is something that I've developed at UT Dallas Center for Brain Health for the last 25 years when we knew things that could go wrong in healthy people. And it's not so much while memory's important, what the SMART program, what it does is it looks at people's strategic attention ability. How well are you able not just to focus on information but actually block out? Right now in our modern society with so much technology, we're literally not able to block out information, so our blocker inhibitor is broken. So it works on the ability to strategically focus. It also looks at the ability to do what I call synthesized thinking. Can you, like when you're listening to this radio show today, can you boil it down to its essence and then apply it to your life? That's the type of skills that the SMART program does. And then how do you innovate? We now know that innovation, innovative thinking, figuring out new ways to do something is one of the most powerful ways that our brain works, but we never really thought about that except beyond elementary school.
So tell me a little bit more about how you specifically use the SMART program in this study. It was pretty complex. You weren't having people in this training group like memorize a couple of numbers in order or a series of words. They were doing some real extraction of information and synthesizing things with kind of almost an analytical bent, right?
Yeah. So what we do is in the very first parts of the training, we teach them a group of 9 core strategies, and then we train them, how do you incorporate those strategies in your everyday life? So if you were wanting to think about what some of them might be, for example, I say one way to remember them is think about brain first. And first stands, I'm going to use the initials FIRST.
So it's first, like an acronym.
Yeah, an acronym. So brain first, F, focus uninterrupted. So we got people to figure out twice a day to spend at least 30, hopefully 45 minutes and not allow yourself to be interrupted.
Meaning no phones, no TV on in the background, nobody coming in and out of the room where you were doing this assignment?
Exactly. Okay. No phones, no interruptions, quiet, uninterrupted. Then we trained them to be innovative, to think about new ways of doing things, having conversations. The brain's own neuropharmacy is changed by every time you create a new thought, you get a little kind of ping of dopamine, which is the brain's wonder drug that makes learning faster. So we teach people how to innovate, what that means. Surprisingly, we think that the harder we work our brain, you know, going 24/7, go nonstop, no weekends, R is for taking a respite, a break. So we teach people what I call 5x5. Take 5 times a day, at least 5 minutes to reset your brain. Our brain's power to think deeper comes very quickly after you reset it. And then S is for what you were talking about, synthesized thinking. Can you do analytical thinking, deeper level thinking? If it's an email that means something, or listening to Think, or reading a newspaper article, what is the abstraction? How are you going to apply it to your life? And then T stands for technology timeout. The more we can step back multiple times throughout the day for 30, 45 minutes from our technology, our brain's stronger pathways build stronger. So brain first, those are some of the tips that we teach people. What's exciting about the brain and how you use it? It's not like you have to go to a gym and do it 30 minutes a day and add on to your already busy day. We use our brains throughout the day. So you use these strategies, whether it's a dinner conversation you're having, listening to the radio, reading newspaper articles, or whatever you're doing.
If you'd like to hear this whole conversation, check out the Think podcast. Simply look for Think in the Explore section of NPR One or use search to find it. You can also subscribe at think.kera.org or wherever you get your podcasts.